This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. As some students are enjoying their last day of freedom before heading back to school, we're kicking off a week-long series on how technology is changing an ancient and fundamental human process, reading. We'll be talking to librarians, authors, academics, but today we're going to hear from our own Adrian Hill, who's been reporting on education and technology for Marketplace's Learning Curve project. Adrian's been looking at a specific area for us, tablets as tools in the classroom for reading and other subjects. Billions of dollars are being spent on tablets, school districts are rolling out new programs for them, and the legal system is trying to determine who does and who doesn't get to use them. But do they actually work? Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
How many kids these days, school kids, are using tablets?
You know, studies out there vary. I've seen estimates between 25% and 60% of kids have access to tablets, depending on their age. I mean, these are coming from parents, but also from schools. Schools are buying millions of tablets. They're shelling out billions of dollars for educational technology.
What are these tablets being used for?
Well, on the educational side, all sorts of classroom subjects, everything from math to social studies to history, science. There's research out there that some of the most popular educational apps are actually geared for reading and literacy.
It's interesting that some of the stuff is just for reading and literacy. What do we know about using tablets as teaching tools?
Well, we know that kids like tablets and tech. They're just fun, and they can be more engaging than traditional teaching tools. Here's Michael Levine from the Joan Gantz Cooney Center at Sesame Workshop. It's a mouthful. He's done a lot of work on technology and reading.
Flashcards and the boring stuff are much less interesting than, you know, apps or the kinds of interactive technologies that allow kids to get a passion about something.
And he says passion goes a long way when you're talking about kids learning. Technology is also personalizable. You can sort of gear it to an individual kid and what they know and what they don't know. And the hope is that tech can address some of the really deep problems with education right now. You know, only a third of fourth graders in this country have reading skills that are considered proficient.
Yeah, but can technology and tablets actually change that?
They can play a part. What Levine says you don't want to do is just hand a kid a tablet and walk away.
The most important thing is that the early literacy development of our children is supported by caring, loving, sensitive, and responsive adults.
So tech can be an awesome tool, but it doesn't let us parents or teachers out there off the hook. We're the ones most important for teaching these kids.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill. Adrian, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can find Adrian's coverage and lots more from Marketplace's Education and Tech Reporting Project at marketplace.org/learningcurve.